Hello world, this is Angela DiCarlo, and remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life, so choose to live it well. Now, one of the exercises we're going through today is about getting into focus. Now, if you know me, I'm all about helping people get into focus and get clarity on what they're doing with their days. Because once you're able to see what your goal is, it's much easier to set a mission for your life, a vision plan, and break it down into doable tasks so that every day you're working a little bit closer towards getting through that goal. Now, remember that once you hit that goal, there's new goals. There's never really an end to your goals or your dreams, or whatever it is you're creating. People who create an amazing CD are instantly asked, when are you creating another one? So let's just get that first project out of the way. Let's get it done. If you're going to offer a course or teach a class or open a store or sell something, whatever it is, get that first one out of the way. And you're welcome to let the customer know, like, hey, this is my beta group, my beta test. I'm just figuring this out, and get feedback from them. One of the things I love to do when I have new products is I love to give them or sell them at reduced prices to friends to let them give me feedback. You can call it a beta group or a test market. But essentially, the bottom line is set some goals, get your vision and your mission aligned so that you know what you're doing. Now, if you don't know what that is, go to my website, angeladicarlo.com, and you can find exercises to set up your mission statement and create a vision board for your life so you know what you're working towards. Otherwise, you'll just be going through the motions of life and years later wondering, what did you accomplish? So it's really important to know what it is you do and what it is you really want to do. And then once you know what you want to do, what part of that thing that you want to do really matters for you? You know, say you want to be a rock star musician. Well, that's a very general statement. You could be a singer, a songwriter, a drummer, a producer, a copyright lawyer. I mean, you could do all sorts of things and still be involved in the rock star musician genre. So setting a specific goal, and then once you can narrow in on, like, what do you really like about that specific thing? If you want to be a producer of the music, what part do you like? Do you like the technology of it? Do you like the innovation? Do you like figuring out how to tune people? Like, what is the little part of it that you like? And then once you can figure that out, are there any people doing it that you admire? And if not, can you find someone? So let's just stay with the music genre. Say you love the music from Frozen. Well, go on Disney Plus and you can download an inside look at the creation of the movie Frozen and watch how they produced the movie that helped create the storyline for the actual movie and how impactful that was. And okay, there was multiple parts to it. There's a symphony that performs, there's the writer of the music, there's the singers, there's the actors, there's the production, there's the cartoons, there's all the things that go into it. So the more specific you can get on what you love about it and what you're good at and what your natural talents are that you take for granted, because the reality is the things that come easy to us are the things that we can be most successful at, as long as there's a little bit of a challenge. We always want a little bit of a challenge or else we're going to get bored. But still, it's like I was saying earlier about the CD, once you create that first CD or that first book or that first screenplay or that first course or that first product or service you design, then people are going to want more of it. They're going to want the next one and the next one. So the more you can get clarity on your vision of what it is you want to be, and then go and interview that person or research that person or group of people who are in that genre and understand, like, okay, this is what they did to get here. This is what they do on a day-to-day basis. I really love it, or no, I don't like it so much. I'm going to try something else. But really identifying what you want to be will get you ahead of 95% of people in the world who don't really know what they want to do when they grow up. I'm not saying you have to grow up by any means, working in music or working in writing or course creation or accounting or whatever genre you're in. Is about finding your passion, your purpose. You may be great with numbers. You may be great with writing. You may be great with songs. You may be a scientist. You may be a doctor. You may have different skills that you want to transfer to a different position because it wasn't what you were looking for. So if you can identify what your vision is, what it is, and who it is that inspires you, then you can define that and create your life mission. So you're creating focus and action to create the results you want. A formula I've used for years is focus plus action equals results. It's my go far formula. With it, you can go really far and really successful in life extremely quickly. And then once you have all those pieces in place, making sure you set up your specific, measurable, achievable, results-oriented, and time-sensitive goals. So the big thing we're doing right now is identifying what it is that is important to you. So if you can go grab a piece of paper, grab your phone, type up some notes, record an audio, whatever it is, and write, I really want to do this with my life. And then state what it is that you really want to do with your life. And then dig into it. Think about it. Talk about it. Tell it to someone else that you trust, that you're not going to feel that they're going to embarrass you or make you feel uncomfortable. Ask people about it. Be like, hey, have you ever met someone who does this? And just start asking around, because it's amazing what the universe will provide and how all of a sudden you'll meet people who are like, oh, my best friend does that, or my cousin does that, or whatever. And then maybe you can find a way to learn more about that position and if it's really important to you. All right, so this is about really getting your vision in alignment so that you can create your mission statement and live a more focused, empowered life so that you can really enjoy your day-to-day activities as you're pushing through the motions of life and not just spinning the treadmill of life going in circles. So essentially, create your vision, and then you define your mission, and then you create the action steps to get there. That's one of the great ways I do it. And I really like to set goals and get it going so that I know how I'm going to get to my top level rockstar goals. All right, I'm Angela DiCarlo. Remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. So please choose to live it well.